This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops withdrew from Khan Yunis in southern Gaza over the weekend ahead of an expected Rafah offensive. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
New video footage shows the destruction at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis after Israel pulled out some of its troops from the Gaza Strip city. Israel's military announced it was drawing back forces who've been operating in the area. Military officials say the forces are recuperating and preparing for future operations, while a significant number remain elsewhere in Gaza. Meanwhile, a smattering of Palestinians are returning to Khan Yunis, now devastated after frequent airstrikes. Israel's vowed a ground offensive on the southernmost Gaza city of Rafah, considered Hamas's last stronghold. The prospect of such an offensive has raised global alarm. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said on Monday the U.S. position on a Rafah ground offensive has not changed.
We have consistently made clear that we don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. I would also add that we don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
The United Nations Security Council said Monday that it would decide this month on the Palestinians' bid for full UN membership, with the long-shot campaign unlikely to survive U.S. opposition. As the Gaza war rages on into its seventh month, the council's move was described as historic by Palestinians but angrily denounced by Israel. Any request to become a UN member state must first pass a vote by the Security Council, where Israel's ally, the United States, wields a veto, and then be endorsed by the General Assembly.